Well, the federal opposition says it's concerned that the federal government is abandoning Australian citizens in India. Michelle Grattan joins us now. Michelle, hello there.
Hi, Fran.
So the Morrison government on Friday night announced it was an offence now for citizens stuck in India to come back home. There'll be a jail term if you try. As you've heard, that has wounded the sizeable Indian community here. It seems a pretty heavy-handed response, Michelle. And, I mean, isn't it the Australian government's job to look after citizens when they come home, not throw them in prison?
Look, I think absolutely the government has a moral responsibility to these people. The reference to jail and hefty fines is obviously under the Biosecurity Act, but your previous speaker was quite right. This point was emphasised in Greg Hunt's statement, a statement that came out formally in the middle of the night. And I think that the fact that the government is not putting itself forward to talk more about this just shows how much it knows that it's on the back foot on this issue. Also, I think it's an important point, Fran, just talking about the vulnerable people, that we're getting minimal information, no information from the government about who these people are, what sort of vulnerabilities they have. Are they people who are sick or old or young, or is their vulnerability their financial state? We should be getting an audit of these people and their problems and what is being done for them. And we should be hearing from Barry O'Farrell, who's the High Commissioner to India. None of these things seem to be happening.
Yeah, I think it's not the notion of perhaps offering vaccines to some of these people in place is a good idea. I mean, the government says, we heard there Dr. Yadu Singh saying they were, the Indian community were wounded by the language, the timing and the tone, but the government says they made this decision on medical advice. Do we have a way of knowing what that advice was? And if not, isn't that a little more than a political smokescreen?
Well, we certainly should have more information on that front. And how many times have we seen press conferences with the Prime Minister and the Chief Medical Officer? Well, today I think we need one. We need this explanation. It was notable that Scott Morrison did not stand up after the National Cabinet meeting, for example, the other day. Greg Hunt did that. Normally it is the Prime Minister. I think there are a lot of questions now for the Prime Minister, and while it's good that throughout this pandemic the government has referred to the fact it acts on medical advice, it would seem in this case it's more an organisational question, getting these people into a safe quarantine place, than a medical question.
Yeah, that's true. We'll be speaking with the Chief Medical Officer, Paul Kelly, after eight, so we can ask him some of those questions. Yes, that goes to the fact, I mean, a lot of Australians looking on and going, well, we can't import what's going on in India here. We can't take that risk. But it goes to the quarantine capacity. And those DFAT emergency flights that have been happening over the last 6 months or so, you know, they've been very much dictated by the vacancy, the capacity of Howard Springs to take them. That's where people go on those flights. And they can only take as many places as there are as Howard Springs. So that goes to the fact that there's not another quarantine option. Perhaps that goes to the fact the government's been dragging its heels on that front.
Well, that might be true, but nevertheless, at least with the vulnerable people, we are not talking about a huge cohort. We're talking about a number of hundreds of people, and surely it is not beyond the wit of government and governments more generally around the country to reorganise things to at least get these people out immediately and as many as possible of the others as quickly as they can.
I was remembering the effort we did with the Kosovo refugees. Remember, people came, Operation Safe Haven, I think it was called, 4,000 people came and the government stumped them up in disused army bases. I mean, there was a bit of criticism about that, but we brought them in and we put them somewhere.
Well, I think we acknowledge that this is a more complex situation if you're bringing people in, many of whom have COVID. But nevertheless, we surely could do much more than we are than compared to just slamming the door.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra.